Hey bitches, what's going on? Brandon Lynette here. Happy fucking hump day. You're making it midway through the week. So I hope you're having a fabulous time. I know I am. I know I am. I put up a little giveaway yesterday in the Facebook group to see if you guys could figure out what my catchphrase was. I had no fucking clue. No fucking clue what it was. And my husband and I are just driving along the road and he's like, "Hey, you know what? There's something you say all the time." All the time. And he wasn't being rude. He wasn't like, "Oh my gosh, you're saying this all the time. It's driving me crazy." But it's something I wasn't even aware of. So I put the post up on Facebook, and within 5 minutes, I mean, someone had already guessed it. So I guess I say all the things a lot. I did not know that. I feel like there was a glitch in the matrix because that is not something I consciously ever remember saying in my life. I know I say, "Listen, bitch," all the fuckery. I know I say that, but, so yeah, that was pretty interesting. And it's pretty interesting to see everything else because the comments have continued and you bitches are calling me out on some shit that I say. And one thing I asked him, I'm like, "Am I saying and like a lot?" And he's like, no, but that isn't true, is it, bitches? Because you called me out on that too. So I want to try to be a little more mindful because I mean, I get it. I can't stand when someone is saying, like every other, are you kidding me? I would choke someone through a fucking podcast if I had to listen to that. So I'm gonna be a little more mindful of all the things. And I guess we could just start a new drinking game, right? Every time I say all the things, you guys take a shot. We'll just play that game. Cause I don't know that I say it, so I don't know how to be consciously aware of it coming out. But I am excited about today's podcast. I sure am. I just kind of want to call you out because I feel like there are so many of you. And let me know if this is resonating with you. Get into the Facebook Live, communicate, talk, chat. Let's call it out. You're feeling disconnected. Like you're just fucking disconnected. And, you don't feel like yourself. You're not connected to yourself. Like the world is just passing you by. You're not feeling engaged. You're not energized. You're almost to the point of feeling a little helpless. Like you're not sure what to do. And your life is on fucking autopilot. In our brains are likely telling us, like, bitch, you're just fucking lazy. Like you're just lazy. And we start to feel lazy and we think that that's the thing. And then we beat ourselves up. So we're in this big cycle of like telling ourselves we're lazy, telling ourselves we're tired, and then beating ourselves up for feeling those things that we're telling ourselves we feel. Okay. Are you with me, bitch? Are you with me with all the fuckery? Because here we go. I'm going to tell you right now, you're not lazy. You are uninspired. You are uninspired. So I want to help you today, bitch. I'm going to help you because we're going to create fucking momentum in your life. Momentum is a powerful thing. And I used to depend on this, like going to events and doing things, seeing people in person. That was kind of where I got my momentum, right? I would come back fired up, pumped up, and then I learned to become dependent on those activities. And now I'm not traveling because the baby's too big for the baby backpack. There's no way she's going to be chill, and there's no fucking way I'm ready to leave her. She's a baby. She's four. She's four. I can't miss weekends with her anymore. So I don't have those events in my life. And these are some ways that I have learned to create momentum in my life when I fall into a rut or when I wouldn't even say that it's lazy. I truly acknowledge my days where I am feeling burnt out, where I am just like, I haven't set my boundaries clear. I've been fucking myself up, not taking care of myself, saying yes to too many things. I get burnt the fuck out. That's real. Burnout is real. But are you there? Are you there? And you really have to ask yourself that question. Am I truly just burnt out? Do I need a new direction? Like, what the fuck? You have to ask yourself these questions because I can't read your mind, bitch. Ask yourself these questions. And I want some engagement on the Facebook group because this is a hot topic. This is a hot topic. We need to figure out the truth. Are we lazy or are we uninspired? It's not burnout, bitch. It's not laziness. I think you just need some momentum. And I respect those days where you are feeling like, okay, this is enough. I mean, I literally tell you guys there are every few weeks, there's going to be a day or two in my life where I'm literally on the couch. I'm not on my phone. I'm not engaging. I'm not, that's it. I unplug from everything. I just pull back, done, because everybody needs to recharge. But I think if you can attach to some of the things I'm explaining here, we can create some momentum in your life. And momentum is, it's the thing that makes it easier to create change, because that's what we need. If you're feeling like you're on autopilot, I want you to know you didn't miss the mark on any energetic shifts, okay? We still have a whole level of control on our vibration, 100% on our vibration. That outside energies that are happening will always affect us, but not in our everyday mundane life. This is like whole inner celestial generational healing that happens on these massive energy shifts, okay? We're experiencing that. That's fine. We're going to continue to experience that all the time in life, but you still get to choose your vibration. You don't like your life right now. You're feeling stuck. You're just like a robot, just like every day's mundane, and you're just on autopilot. You're not feeling connected within yourself. You're not feeling whole, not fully present, all those things. This is how we're going to create the change. I mean, bitch, it's a lot harder to find the first client than to find the 10th. And if you have to lose 50 pounds, the second 10 are easier to lose than the first 10. That's life. It's hard to get started when you're trying to change something in your life. It's easier to keep a boulder rolling once it's already started, right? Getting started is the hardest part. So let's try some ideas to get into your momentum. One of them, I guess we'll just call it number one. I don't really know how many I'm going to throw out at you, but I mean, I'll try to number them so there's somewhat a little bit of an organization here. Number one, you've got to do something worthwhile as early in the day as possible. So it's take that mindful experience, your meditation, your journaling, and find the biggest worthwhile thing you can do and do it the soonest. Whatever your big goal in life happens to be, do something about it the first thing each day. If this is about losing weight, then maybe the first thing you need to do is work out. Like the minute you wake up, just go. Don't stop to meditate. Don't do the journaling. Go fucking work out. Because if you're that person that once you meditate and you do your journaling, like that's a lot. You're moving on to the next scale of your life into that system. I know for me, my windows are they vary so much. When it comes to meditation. And so if I have to do something really important, it has to happen before I meditate. That's just how it works. But this is a great way to show yourself that you're serious about being successful. It's a way to build a lot of momentum that literally carries you through the day. So that's it. If you want to lose some weight, get fucking busy. If you want to build a business, message your 10 people first thing in the morning. Whatever it takes for you to know that this task at hand is going to be the most important part of your day. Get it done first thing in the morning. If you want to fucking write a book, write one page before you even take a shower. That's it. If you want to fucking speak another language, learn 3 new vocabulary words before you have your coffee. Just those small accomplishments early in the day, they motivate you to do more later in the day. A bad morning usually drains your motivation. So this is how you ensure that you have a great morning. That's it. And I give this one to my clients. I'm going to tell you guys, it's not something I do, but when I can, I know how it makes me feel. And I'm not in the season of being able to do this. I'm just not, okay? Because I have co-sleepers and I'm not the last one up. But it's important to make your bed every day. I know it seems trivial, but it does make a big difference. You've already accomplished something. Like you wake up and just that feeling of like setting things up, it feels good. And you're going to appreciate it when you go to bed. I just try it for a week. Unless you're in a different season, I get it. I'm in the season of I have a 4-year-old and usually now an 8-year-old in the bed when I get out. So my day's like I'm 3 hours in before they, you know, wake up. That's it. So I think that's an important one. Number 3, and this one is really good, you guys. This one is good. You have to find a mentor that's doing better than you are. Even the most successful people can use a good mentor. You need to lose weight. Find someone that's lost 100 pounds. If you want to make 6 figures, bitch, find a mentor that's making 7. A good mentor is going to push you to be more than you're currently demonstrating. That's it. You will be pushed. Number 4 is going to be consistency. It's impossible, bitch. It's impossible to gain momentum without consistency. Every time you stop, it's necessary to get started again. That's the opposite of momentum. That's the shit that fucks us up. And then we decide that we're lazy. And then we get into the whole fucking cycle of tornado energy of just like beating ourselves up, living every day, not working on our dreams. You have to get started and keep going. Consistent action is key. Number five, I want you to perform a 30-day challenge. And this is your homework, bitch. Everybody needs homework on hump day. That's it. Do this. Set yourself up for 30 days. I know I opened my big fucking mouth because my daughter asked me if I would do 75 hard again this summer when she comes home. She's like, Mom, will you do it? I'm going to do it. And I mean, how can I say no to my kid, right? Like, I can't. Not for that. Not for something. I can't even argue a limitation on there because she knows I've already done it before. She knows it's possible. So she's asking me for that support. And I want to see her win. I want her to conquer this because it's not fucking easy. So yes, you dumbass said I'll do 75 hard. Okay. If you don't know what that is, Google it. Andy Frisell is amazing. I know he has some great podcasts out too. You should give him a listen. And I'm saying that even though I still don't do it, but you should. My husband listens to him every day and he's like, you have to listen to Andy. He's so great. But there's that. So this is your homework. Okay. Let's get back on track. Perform a 30-day challenge. Pick a habit that you'd like to create and force yourself to do it each day for the next month. That's it. And fucking tell yourself it's only 30 days, motherfucker. It's only 30 days. 30 days, you could do all the things and you could take a shot because I intentionally said all the things. Ooh, that's twice now, bitch. Are you feeling it yet? Are you feeling it? This is a great way to build momentum. When the 30 days are up, you should be able to continue. You've already been doing it for a month. What's another month or decade? It's fucking easy. And that's it. But to get started, you just make the conversation easy with yourself. It's only 30 days. Another important part. This will be number six. Okay. Have a fucking vision. You have to have a vision. A compelling vision for the future is going to be the motivation needed to get started and to continue until you experience success. What is your success? How do you know when you're there? What is it that you really want? And you have to be able to bend and flex because that shit changes. It changes 100%. My bank account doesn't have, you know, seven zeros in it, bitch, but I promise you, I feel that success. I'm accomplishing my goals. I did not put that number in my account for me to say, okay, I'm successful today. Could you imagine if I base that on there every day? I'm not successful. Not successful until I have, you know, seven zeros in the bank account. That's not fun. That's not fair. That's not fun or fair. So I want you to really have serious core related, like core belief, values, and goals. And if you really can't get past like having the monetary goals, that's fine. Then fucking go for it because it's possible and we'll be there. There's no doubt my whole life is gravitating toward that, but that's not the thing. And I know having that big figure in my bank account doesn't change who the fuck I am. It doesn't change who I get up to be. Like, wouldn't change. We checked our tickets. We didn't win the $1 billion, bitch, but it wouldn't have changed anything. Guess where I would be? Still recording a motherfucking free podcast for your ass because this is important to me. You are fucking important to me. So stop letting yourself beat yourself up. Get your vision, get clear. Think about what you want to accomplish. Who do you want to become? And what type of life do you want to live? You've got to create an attractive vision of a future that fills you with excitement. Few people have a long-term plan for their life. They don't. And then they're depressed because they're looking back at all the missed opportunities, all their greatest hits, right? We're always looking back at like the past, and that's bullshit. That's a whole fucking weight that's dragging you down, and you never get to skip onto a new vibration if you're looking at the past. That never happens. You want to plan for a future that excites you. I think that's some of the magic and the success of my relationship is that we are always looking forward to something exciting. Always. No matter how great we have it, and fucking bitch, we have it great. Like, we have the dream stuff that we thought we weren't going to have for a really long time. We have the dream things. We have the dream life. We have all the things. But we're still excited because we're creating other opportunities, other visions. the dream doesn't stop. It just grows. It grows with you. So be flexible in that. And your last tip today, okay, number seven, be action orientated, right? No one's going to come fucking save you. No one's going to do this for you. No one's going to pat you on the back. No one's going to say, oh, Mary, your idea is so brilliant. You should go do this. I promise anybody I've ever asked if I should do something always made me feel like shit about it. Everything. My husband still does it on little things to me. Little things like I love makeup and I love to do the things. And I promise he will crush that. If I ask him anytime, if I'm like, man, should I try this look? He will crush me. Do the shit that you love. Do it for you and stop looking for outside approval or you're never going to do the things. You're never going to take yourself outside of that comfort zone and grow and create and nurture who the fuck you are. So fuck everybody around you. You don't need their approval. You don't need their permission. Just fucking do it. Take the fucking action. Most of us do too much planning and spend too much time gathering information. You don't need all the information. You just fucking do it. And this is what I told my husband. I'm like, we have to buy the things. We just have to buy the things to start growing. We have to, because we could do research for decades before we felt like we were ready. No, we're just going to have to be messy. We're going to have to fucking go through the experience of just fucking winging it. And that's, I mean, honestly, our business should be called Wing It and Fuck It, because that's what we've been doing for the 11 years of our relationship. It's just wing it and fuck it. And it works out so great for us. So it really is just about taking the action and getting dirty. You know what happens? If you focus on the actions you can take and actually take them, momentum, bitch. That's the bomb that drops in your life. You've got the momentum. And I promise you, once you have that momentum, it's easy to believe that you can accomplish anything. Without it, like right now, bitch, you feel like everything's impossible. There is no substitute for work ethic and perseverance. No fucking substitute. There's no secret. There's no fucking hack. There's no shortcut. Bitch, if you are not where you want to be, you have to do the work. But there's plenty of things that can be done to create momentum. If you're feeling stuck right now, work on creating the momentum and then fight to keep it going. That's it. You have to fucking fight for yourself right now. You are in the arena. You are done. You are going to take control. You're tired of living on autopilot. You're tired of beating yourself up for things that aren't even real in your life right now. That's it. It's time to fight, bitch. Put on the gloves. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. If I can figure out where to shut off my podcast. Oh my God, I lost my window. That's hilarious. I love you, bitches. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.